Getting dressed for a funeral is a ritual, and I'm quite sure that somewhere in the middle of her work, Emily Dickinson probably addressed the issue about preparation for a funeral. Certainly there's a particular poem that she wrote about the morning after death in a house, which resounds somewhere in my memory, or echoes in my memory, although I can't remember the details of it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm actually putting on, at this very moment in time, I'm putting on a pair of cufflinks on a shirt, and I'm about to put on the uniform for going to a funeral. Now, I think probably attending funerals, the dress has become less formal than it used to be. If you go back in time, there probably was a time when people put on their, in some senses, their best mourning clothes for going to a funeral. In other words, there would have been everybody in black. Well, I'm not a man in black today. The shirt I have on is blue, and the suit I'm going to put on is not black, but it's close to black. It's a very dark blue, very dark blue. It is, on one level, I could say, my best suit. I'm going to also, I have a long, dark, black and grey overcoat, which I bought in the Harrods sale many years ago. And it is the, in my mind, the perfect going to a funeral overcoat. But the point I'm really making is one about dress and the significance of it. I seldom dress in a suit, and I seldom dress in this very dark suit when I do wear a suit, but it feels to me absolutely appropriate that I should wear a dark suit for this occasion, that I should wear a shirt with a tie, and I'm actually going to put on the tie, and in a kind of a way the role of the tie is to remind me that I'm doing something unusual today, and something that has particular type of significance. And I won't try and sort of go into the theme of the significance of death and the significance of funeral and the significance of all the things that come to mind, including resurrection, when I think of this funeral today. I should really emphasise, or let you know, in case you're coming across me for the first time, that I am an unbeliever, in the sense that I don't have any religious belief anymore. So, where are we? Putting on a little bit of...
Dad, it's 20 Grace. Past 8.
Pardon?
It's 20 past 8.
Okay, that means I have got about 4 minutes to get to the car. I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.